Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, February 22nd. Tesla is preparing to expand its solar roof product to Canada and Europe, which could happen as soon as this year. We kind of knew it was coming, as we previously reported that Tesla has started to hire roofers in Canada last year. Musk also said that Tesla could launch solar roof in Europe later this year, but he appeared less confident about it, saying it was only hopeful at the moment. Tesla's solar roof expansion in other markets will not only be limited to production at Gigafactory New York, but also by Tesla's ability to hire installers. Tesla is apparently still offering the Model Y standard range, which has been removed from the online configurator this weekend as an off-the-menu item. The move was confusing since it came just days after reducing the price of the already cheapest version of the Model Y, which itself was released just a month ago. CEO Elon Musk has now commented on the situation via Twitter, where he said that the vehicle can still be ordered off the menu, but he thinks the range is too short at less than 250 miles. Tesla has always been hard to follow when it comes to pricing and trims, but this adds complexity to the entire thing. Tesla Century captures a video of a woman running after a Model 3 that was in the middle of being summoned, thinking that it was a runaway car. Summon is a feature that Tesla originally released to allow owners to move their cars autonomously for a few feet in their driveway or in tight parking situations without anyone inside. While the woman was embarrassed, we salute her as a good Samaritan. A new drone flyover video shows that Tesla is making progress towards completion of its Moss Landing Megapack project that should be the world's largest battery system. The project will eventually become a 1.1 gigawatt-hour system using Megapacks, Tesla's newest container-sized battery system for large energy storage projects. Tesla has kept delivering more of these Megapacks to PG&E, and the new flyover video shows the project's first phase is nearing completion. The new energy storage capacity at Moss Landing is going to be used to replace peaker plants and is expected to save the electric utility over $100 million. Continuing our spotlight on electric vehicle companies you may not have heard of yet is Canoo. Canoo was originally founded in 2017 by two former employees of a rival EV automaker, Faraday Future. In early 2020, Canoo electric van caught the eye of Hyundai Motor Group. It quickly announced plans to jointly develop an electric vehicle platform for future Hyundai and Kia vehicles. Canoo's funding momentum continued to snowball through 2020. By fall, it had announced a pending merger with special purpose acquisition company Hennessy Capital Acquisition Corporation 4. The merger was completed just 2 months later at a valuation of $2.4 billion. Canoo is now listed on the NASDAQ as GoEV. With the support of the South Korean automaker and Wall Street, Canoo has spent the last year building towards the delivery of its first EV. Canoo's passenger van utilizes maximum cabin space while still sitting atop its modular EV platform. Additionally, the Canoo platform is operating under level 2.5 autonomy, assisting drivers in safely avoiding dangers on roads. The exterior features 22 windows, while inward, the Canoo's interior is designed to feel more like a furniture than a car seat. With room for seven, the back seat feels like an ultra-modern breakfast nook or a glass limousine. The Canoo is also unique in that it is a subscription-based EV. Membership will offer a month-to-month and commitment-free alternative to owning or leasing a car. You can stay tuned to Electrek for more updates on this important EV player, Canoo. Rivian is just a few months away from delivering the first all-electric pickup truck in the U.S., and it started releasing a lot of footage of its electric vehicles during testing. Rivian CEO RJ Scaringe has also been personally testing the vehicle and released some cool footage showing the Rivian R1T pickup handling some steep grades both going up and down. Rivian has confirmed that the R1T will start at $67,500 for the base Explore version, which is coming in 2022. The launch edition is going to start at $75,000, and it will arrive in June of 2021. And in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, folding e-bikes certainly offer unique advantages, but they also comprise a series of compromises thanks to their small frames and wheels. However, the Montague's ME1 bucks the trend, combining a leading mid-drive electric motor with a nice suite of bicycle components to create a high-quality, full-size commuter e-bike that can still fold into a closet. With full-size 700C tires, a Shimano Step 6100 motor, hydraulic disc brakes, and a 418-watt-hour battery, the folding bike is truly unique, coming in at $3,599. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.